This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, February 10. Sower, seeds, soils. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 13. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seeds. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word. But the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown." Jesus begins this parable with a farmer scattering seed. The seed is good seed, the message of the kingdom of heaven. The seed falls into many different soils: pathway soil, rocky soil, thorn-infested soil, and good soil. Though Jesus explains this parable to his disciples, we still wonder about many things. What exactly does it look like when the seed falls on good soil and produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown? The reader, the listener, wants to know if they are the good soil, producing the bountiful harvest Jesus describes. Throughout his ministry, Jesus gives many clues on what a life that produces a significant harvest might look like. But we can also consider the mission Jesus claims in Luke 4:18. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free." Because we are called to be like Jesus, his mission is our mission, and the Holy Spirit has been given to us, so we are called to go out and do the same. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for your Spirit. I pray that my life will produce an abundant harvest for you, and that I may serve in your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.